Hi there, Steve Arterburn here for New Life Live. In the studio with me today is Larry Sonnenberg. It is Halloween. We've been through a time of being spooked, that's for sure, in the past month. We'll give you an update. We'll talk to you about our situation. Right after this, you're listening to New Life Live. 1-800-229-3000 is the phone number.
Thank you for taking my call.
Great to talk to you. I've listened to the program for over a decade.
How are you today?
I'm surviving.
No, well, let me ask you this. Are you having sex with her? Now, that's just not hard to answer. It's either yes
well,
or no.
Well, I think the answer's obvious.
They simply want you to drop into a system of order which acknowledges who they think they are.
This is a big problem in our church. People get one verse and they make a religion out of it. So you got
true.
That passage in Ephesians, and you look at that, and all of a sudden, you're going to be drinking Kool-Aid on an island somewhere because you got one verse theology.
Reflect back her feelings and let her sit with them.
All right. Welcome. Thank you for joining us today here on this Halloween. And in the studio with me is the president of New Life Live, Larry Sonnenberg. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Steve. How you doing today?
Doing all right. Larry's our CFO and president and everything else you can possibly imagine. And, you know, we want to give everybody an update because we're live in the studio today here on October 31st. We had a challenge to find $205,000 and send that in. And then, of course, some more money for other stations that aren't part of the biggest network. And so, Larry, tell us what happened.
Well, I've got all kinds of things I want to say. Let me just start by saying thank you, because the $200,000 goal we did meet.
Yay!
And we are grateful and praising God for that. He gets the glory. That's the big deal. Yeah.
And I want to share how a big part that happened. Some people that have been giving for years gave more. Some people who are part of Club New Life gave a one-time gift in addition to their monthly. Some people increased their monthly gift in Club New Life. And then something that I think may be a record for us, Larry, is that we had almost 1,000 new supporters of New Life between October 19th and last Friday, I think it was. Is that right?
That is right. And if that is not an affirmation of what we're doing, I don't know what is. That's an amazing number that we've never even come close to before in such a short amount of time. And
read us one of the letters from one of those new supporters and why they decided they wanted to do
this. Here's one that came in just today. It came with a $1,000 check. And here's what it said. Just wrote you a check this morning. Realized it was my 26th wedding anniversary. Ha, the truth is, without you guys, my husband and I might not be celebrating. We love your show, your weekends, all the gang, etc. $1,000 seems like a steal for all the counseling you've blessed us with. And that seems to be a consistent theme. You know, people are giving because they've been taking, and now they want to give back.
Mm. Well, thank you, everybody that did that. Now, as you know, we've got another month here, another challenge, and if this kind of thing continues, then we're going to fix this problem once and for all. I mean, if we could find in November another 1,000 new supporters, we're almost there. Plus,
not only that, Steve, we had 180 new Club New Life members this month, which is, I think, a record for
us. That's got to be a record, yeah. And then when we come back, I want to tell you about what we did at New Life that we did. You know, we felt like we had to do some dramatic things to do our part in this. And we didn't like doing it, but we did it. And we're going to tell you what we did. If you want to encourage anybody else to support and give, please call us. We would love to hear from you today, 1-800-229-3000. But if you're one of those people that you've listened for a long, long time and you've never supported us, come get on this bandwagon that's rolling right now and become a first-time giver at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I wish I was who you think I am. The one you thought you married. The ideal husband, the amazing dad, the great lover. But my mind is filled with darkness, with images that I can't erase. I want so desperately to be the man you dreamed of. The man I know I can be. I am terrified to talk to you about this. But I want to. I need to. I want us to be close just as badly as you do. Can I talk to you? Can we be totally honest and know that we love each other enough to be open?
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help. I want help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Larry Sonnenberg. And Larry, share something else with us here related to our situation. We were down $200,000. We needed $205,000.
And, well, let me just share this, that when that challenge came in, we talked with some of our board members, and they challenged us to find some way of participating in that $200,000 that we need on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we talked, and they challenged us with a figure of $50,000. And so we did come up with $50,000 in cuts, and some of that was not easy. We cut five people. I just came from a staff meeting where I announced and shared who those people were. And, we're praying for them, and it's always sad to see your friends and partners in ministry go, but we have done that. Mm-hmm. We have stopped. Let me finish this up by saying this. Last week, we got a letter. It might have been a posting on the web, but my assistant, Lisa, brought it into me, and she was kind of, Her feathers were ruffled because this person was saying, well, seems to me like you guys have a big fat staff, and what are you doing to make any difference in all this? And she said, how come these people ought to know what we're doing? And so she helped me list out a lot of things we've done in the last year or so to reduce expenses here. And I want to share this with you if you're listening so that you'll understand that it's our heart and our desire to make every dollar you send worth $1.50 or $2 or $10. We want to be good stewards.
Before you do that, I just want to mention, we do not like taking time that we could be helping people to raise our support, but we have to raise this support if we're going to continue to help people. So please be patient with us as we try to make the case that those who have listened for a long time could really help change more lives over this next decade if you could come along and support us. But let's talk about those changes that we made, Larry.
One of the thing is our call center used to be 24/5, 365. Any day of the year, any time of the day you could call. We're now doing 6 days a week in a reduced schedule. We're doing 8 to 8 Monday to Friday and 10 to 6 on Saturday, and we're closing on Sunday.
Now, I've been doing this for over 20 years, almost 25 years. I've always felt like we needed a call center that was available to people anytime, night or day. We can't afford it anymore. And I got to tell you, if we were to raise support, that would be one thing I'd want to re-implement if we ever get to that place. But as of right now, we're just not where we have been for almost 25 years, and it breaks my heart. But that we just didn't have a choice. We couldn't do anything but that.
Okay, I already talked about five people that we let go just recently, but we eliminated a vice president position a couple months back, and we just split his work amongst staff.
Right.
We used to match 401k gifts for our employees, and we dropped our match.
We discontinued the match.
That's totally right.
We didn't just drop the level. We said we can't do it
anymore. Yeah, thank you. I mentioned, I think, last week on radio, when staff travels between here and Dallas back and forth, for the most part, we stay at one another's homes and we don't rent cars. We borrow cars and drive with them. We canceled our TV production for the time being. We hope to bring that back at some point. We had a computer server upgrade scheduled, and we've put that off. We'll limp along with some of the issues that we have. You and I didn't attend an annual conference that we typically go to at National Religious Broadcasters.
Right.
And you're on the board of that organization.
Right. We just couldn't handle it.
We consolidated the warehouse and our Texas operation to gain the operational efficiencies. We negotiated a large rent reduction here at this location in Laguna.
You know, why don't you talk about that? Because some people might say, well, you're in a beach town. That the real estate there, the office rent, must be very expensive. But we had a unique idea, and that idea gives us office space at a tremendous bargain. What happened?
When our lease was about to come up, we went to our landlord, who is a tremendous guy, a great man, best landlord I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
And your suggestion, Steve, I said, hey, bud, would you consider something? We're going to move out. It was in August a year ago. And I said, we could move out or we could stay here and pay what we would pay if we were over the hill in a cheaper area. And he said, tell me what you want to pay and stay where you are. And so we've been on a month-to-month with him for a long time. And we cut our per square foot cost by about close to two-thirds, over a half.
And one of the executives... gave up his office that he's had for 20 years.
That's right.
That he loved. I decided for Laguna I would not have an office, and I have always had an office and a cubicle. Now I operate out of a cubicle, totally, without an office. And it's, but you know, I wanted to do that rather than to let another employee go.
We canceled a few markets that were not making it. A few state radio stations earlier this year, I guess it was. We have had some staff whose job really should have been to travel, stop traveling because of the expense. We don't send Club New Life resources every single month like we used to. We send them out every other month, except
right.
for the CD. That goes every month.
Yeah, which is hardly costs us anything to produce.
And if you ever came to our Christmas party, it would be one of the biggest, most exciting potlucks you've ever been to.
Right.
Because we don't rent a room. We go to somebody's home, and everybody brings a dish, and we enjoy one another's company. But,
and in the old days, you know, Christmas parties, we would have guest singers and all that. But anyway, let me just stop us here and say we're talking about all this because we made it. You came through, almost 1,000 new supporters came through and did the job. And I'm asking for some of you other folks who have listened for a long time and have never, ever given, please step in and say, okay, I can do that. I can be one of the next 1,000. Because that 1,000 folks, that generated over 100,000 new dollars into New Life, in addition to people that had already been given. We made the 205,000. So we're really making some headway here because of your support. So we're going to go back to helping people. Tomorrow we'll do it. But today we've got to rejoice in this people coming through for us like I've never seen before, and ask folks to also continue this through November. And let's try to add some new life Club New Lifers and some new life supporters that have never supported us before. You can do that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or you go to newlife.com. Now, I'd like to challenge right now. I'd like to see if we couldn't find, just in the next few minutes, 30 new supporters. If you're driving down the road, if you're at your home or at work, maybe you're out jogging, just stop and call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and say, okay, I've listened for a long time. I want to be part of this next 1,000. And we'll sign you up, and it'll make all the difference in the world. Larry, when we talk about all the difference in the world, let's talk about or let's read a letter or comment about someone whose life was affected by New Life, because when you support New Life, you're supporting life change.
Okay, this is a letter that came in the mail. It says, "Dear New Life, we are so blessed by your ministry and your daily program. When I discovered my husband on the computer, a very appropriate website 8 years ago, I knew just what to do. He got the help he needed through Every Man's Battle in California. It was just the beginning of building our marriage. Today he can be trusted and he says what he means, where he's going, etc., etc. Previously, every move was suspect. I can't put into words the joy that fills my heart related to your help. Your books have been awesome. The interaction on your program between Dr. Stoop, Mylon, Jill, and all the others. I love you all. Thank you so much."
All right. Now, let's talk about books for a second. This is a side thing here that's happened. But as many people know, over the past decade, the Everyman's Battle series is approaching 4 million in sales. That would never have happened if it hadn't had a radio program to let people know about it. And certain people started to read it and hear about it, and then pastors discovered it, and it became the most frequently reordered book in Christian bookstores, because a pastor would come in and say, "I want every copy that you have. I'm going to give it out to my men." And that would have never happened without this radio show. Now, as a result of that happening, I get emails every day from all over the world, people saying exactly what this letter just said. Because of your book, my husband no longer goes online. Because of your book, our marriage has been saved. And so the book publishing part, the promotion of those books that reaches people in a way that the radio program can't even reach sometimes, is a big part of your support, and we're grateful for that. Let's go to a phone call here from Anthony from Carmel, Indiana, just right up the road from me. Hello there, Anthony.
Hey, Steve and Larry. It's great talking to you, and I'm really, really grateful to hear that you met the goal.
Thank you. We are, too.
Congratulations. New Life has really meant a lot to me and my family over the years. We started listening about 5 years ago. My wife started listening first, and I probably listen a little more than she does now. I listen to podcasts a lot. It's really affected us in so many ways. I think in the big picture that that sense of you don't just have to live with the same problems, that, you know, we can all have growth and healing in our lives. I think that's a really positive message that we've really absorbed. We have a lot of the books that you talk about on the show. We've read How We Love and How We Love Our Kids and Changes That Heal, and I think it's really helped my wife and I, and we both wound up getting into recovery groups of different kinds. And I'm not going to tell you her story, but I was always really resistant to any kind of group work, and going into group work, I kept listening, and you kept recommending that to people, and I finally thought, sometimes the thing you're the most resistant to is maybe the thing that you need the most. And when I first started listening to New Life, I was 300 pounds and like would get breathless. Whoa. Getting out of the couch.
Wow.
And now I've lost like almost 90 pounds, and I'm a triathlete.
Awesome.
So
you're a triathlete. Oh my goodness, that's so cool.
It's been quite a journey, and you guys have really been a big part of it. And so I'd like to thank you. And we have sort of a giving rotation. Every paycheck, we sort of go through our list of giving. When we heard that you guys had this kind of crisis coming up, we sort of moved you to the front of the line.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Anthony, so much.
Right. So I would definitely encourage people to listen and to contribute. I think it's very worthwhile.
Well, Anthony, thank you.
Thanks again for all that you do.
And, you're one of those people, one of those rare people, where you do what you need to do. I think all of us are aware of what we need to do. We want to do it, but you've done it. And I just applaud you for that, and keep up the good work, and maybe we'll see you at a triathlon one of these days.
Great. Thanks. There's one other thing I like. I love the way you guys, how you act out role-play conversations.
Yeah.
I hear, if I'll be your husband and you tell me or something. And that kind of model of how to approach problems with other people too has really helped me a lot to be able to speak the, you know, it, like they say in the scriptures, speak the truth in love. It's a great thing.
That is good to hear. We'll do more of that then. How about that?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you.
You are listening to New Life Live. 1-800-NEWLIFE. That's the phone number, 1-800-NEWLIFE. If you can give to this ministry. Larry?
Steve, when we come back, I've got a two-sentence note that I think will make us chuckle and see how God has been working in this effort we've put forth.
Okay. If you want to join us on the program, if you have a comment or a question about anything about the ministry, we have no secrets, that's for sure. You can call us at 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
Hey, we're back. Steve Arterburn here with Larry Sonnenberg. Larry is the president of New Life. And Larry, you said you wanted to read something.
Well, there was.
There.
God works in so many ways, and sometimes it kind of makes us chuckle. And this one made me chuckle, and I just wanted to share it. I got a note from our call center, and it said, "This gal said her clock radio broke yesterday, so she bought a new one. When it went off this morning, it was tuned to our program. She'd never heard of us, but was blessed by the program, called and gave $40. I just think that's wonderful that somebody would feel led the first time they heard us to, you know, call and send in some money and help us.
Well, all of that time that I spent in Walmart programming those clock radios to our program, I think it's paid off.
I think it has,
I'm going to continue that plan there. Yeah, that's really neat. It's especially wonderful when we hear people hearing the program for the first time and then saying, I want to be part of that and giving. And if you can help us, you can go online at newlife.com, or you can go and call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. And, you know, I think the real answer to the time situation is maybe it's time to give to New Life. We're hoping that that's what you feel, and we really do need your support. and we're grateful for those that have come along and helped us through October. And let me go to a caller here. Let's go to Cameron from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hi, Cameron.
Hello. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. I basically have a comment for Dr. Hubbard, but I realize she's not on the program.
We'll pass it along to her.
Okay. Well, for those of us that have had a really traumatic childhood and had to grow up, you know, maybe orphans or, you know, in that category, to have this program to listen to daily, is especially during the week, has been very helpful for me. I know that she, when she speaks to some of the issues with some of the, you know, different people calling in, it's relative to my life, and I've been able to take some of the things and apply it for me personally, you know, and learning how to live without some of the things that most of us take advantage of, which is family, you know. And so, I mean, it's changed my life. I've been listening to the program for 3 years. I'm very young, and sometimes it's hard to find a good Christian counselor in Tulsa, believe it or not. So I like to tune in, and I know God uses the program to minister to my heart. And I know of people at my church that are also giving into New Life. So you have a lot of supporters here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I do know that for sure.
Thank you so much.
But I'm very grateful. There's so much you could say. You know, there's like, how do you say what you need to say in a few short minutes? But
well, you said something very, very telling to me, and it's what we exist for, and that is, you said it changed my life.
Amen.
And that's what this organization is all about, is life change.
Yep.
And that only God can achieve, but we're here to try to make it happen.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you for that encouragement. And I'll just ask everybody, if you can keep us doing that, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433, 1-800-639-5433.
Steve, here's another letter that talks about life change and talks about the value of radio. We talk about our workshops a lot, but just, radio does an amazing job in helping people. But this one's pretty incredible. She writes, "I was separated from my husband for 3 years. We were living in a dysfunctional, abusive relationship, and I'd had enough. After leaving, I sought counseling and came to the decision to divorce. The Lord began speaking to me about my decision, and your program gave that last message that turned my decision around. I was arguing with God that I could not go back to someone who had been abusive towards me. When I entered my truck, just in time to hear one of you, I think it was Steve, say, 'The fact that your spouse has been abusive in the past does not justify a decision to divorce, as God may be working on him.' That was an answer I did not want to hear, as my heart was closed toward him. There was so much hostility, and I had not had anything to do with him for months due to a court order. Anyway, I had no choice but to listen to God, as I was now sure of what he wanted. That was 6 years ago. Tonight we fly to Colorado for my husband's graduation from a Bible college and a degree in pastoral ministries. Mm. We're on our local church staff, and our son was baptized 2 months ago. Isn't God great?
Amen.
God has placed it on my heart to send this little gift to your ministry and to encourage you in the great work that you've been doing. Continue to work for the Lord, because your labor is not in vain. God bless you all."
Okay, that's what it's all about.
From an abusive relationship to Bible college.
And just to clarify, we weren't saying, now, you need to stay at the house and be abused. We were just saying, let's don't bail out on someone that we've allowed to be abusive. Let's wait and see.
And it's the way this radio program works. She was not the caller. You were talking to somebody else.
That's right.
But it spoke right to her situation.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back for more. If you want to join us on the program, it's 1-800-229-3000. If you can support us, it's 1-800-639-5433, or go to the website, newlife.com. Become part of the next 1,000 first-time givers. It could make all the difference in the world for us. We're so grateful that we were able to write a check for $205,000 that kept us on the air. We just were up against the wall. There was no more grace, which has been given to us so much, so frequently, from this major network. So much grace and understanding, and you guys came through for us. Thank you.
You think I'm a great person, full of life and fun to be around. You say you love me, but if you knew what was going on in my head, I don't think you'd love me anymore. I saw my first girly magazine when I was 7, and I was hooked. I look at porn every chance I get. I've tried to stop over and over again. Sometimes it works for a couple days, but then I fall right back into my old ways.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I want to stop. I need help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Larry, maybe we could clarify something for people. We've been given this stay of execution. People came through. They supported us. What is the difference in our monthly support now that we've made these cuts internally? We've gained some new Club New Life givers, which are monthly givers. What do you think is the gap between now in additional funds that we need each month? Where would that fall?
Oh, I would say it's probably in, if the giving maintains itself, mm-hmm. I'd say probably in the neighborhood of $80,000 to $100,000
okay,
a month.
So compared to other ministries, that's really not a tremendous amount of money, given that we have 2 million or so, mm-hmm. or more, maybe even 3 million listeners. That is a doable number.
Oh, absolutely is. I mean, I expressed to staff today, you know, you tend to get down when you have people who you've had to let go for financial reasons, especially because you really love these people and hate to see them go. But God is in the midst of what we're doing. It is so evident with this response that we've received, with the life change that we hear about on radio and in the workshops and people going to counselors. And so we're going to see the other side of this. I mean, I just believe God's hand is on this ministry. Mm-hmm. I've never felt so strongly about something like this as I do New Life and the way God is moving.
Amen.
And if I could take just a minute and share just a little bit. You talked in one of your talks, Steve, a lot about Gideon and what the challenges he faced. And there's the reason Gideon's army went from 20,000 to 10,000 to 300, I forget the exact numbers, but he ended up fighting like 15,000 Midianites with 300 people, and he was victorious. And God said he was going to be victorious because he didn't want Gideon to think he could do it on his own power, mm-hmm. that God wanted the honor and glory for that. And that's where I feel like we are. We can only do what we do if God blesses and honors it, and he has been blessing and honoring it. And financially is the last thing to kind of come along to show that, and yep. It's coming along.
It really is. So if you can help us, it's a simple number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can't remember that, it's 1-800-639-5433. 1-800-639-5433.
The one thing before you go to that call is we ask for help, we ask for support, but this has to be something you feel good about. If you're not a cheerful giver about it, please don't make that gift. Only give if it's something of your heart.
Yeah. Because that's what God honors. He doesn't honor the begrudging giver. And we want people that have been blessed by the ministry to step in and say, okay, well, let me pass this on to someone else, and I'll do that by supporting. Let's talk with Monica from Easton, Maryland. She watches us on television. Hello, Monica.
Hello, everyone, my friends. I pray for you every single day because I like coffee, and yet I don't reward myself with coffee until after I've prayed. So, praise hallelujah for the Lord letting your wonderful ministry go on and on and on, because it's His ministry, and we are all His humble servants to a royal Savior.
Amen.
Amen to that, Monica.
Thank you. And I remember when I attended one of your New Life weekends, and I got to know a lot of you, especially the two of you, and I'm still in wonderful contact and support with one of the people I met there. So the station is actually National Religious Broadcasting, NRB, on the TV, and then the other radio station is correct, because I'm running a fever and my head doesn't work as well as it does when I don't run a fever. However, the Holy Spirit of Christ said, I've got your back, Monica. So I listened when you suggested the Widow's Mite program, because I live my life here lately, the last almost 6 years, that is, according to that principle. God can take a little and make all He wants out of it.
Amen.
So I have decided to, well, first pray, and then the Holy Spirit said, go for it. I got your back, as usual. Mm-hmm. And so I give $20 a month automatically, because it's withdrawn from my checking account. And when I look at my statement, I say, praise hallelujah, Lord. You've got my back, and you keep me going. So, gentlemen and ladies and friends of mine everywhere, go for it. The Lord has all of our backs.
Amen. Well, thank you, Monica. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. Let's talk with Jane real quick here from Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm a little nervous, but doing well. I had a lot of good laughs here listening this morning, and I definitely cannot articulate the way Anthony can, but I definitely second a lot of the things that he has to say. I've been listening for about a year and regularly, and my husband started listening, and sometimes when I'm driving down the road, I'll pretty much get in his business, of course, and call him up and say, are you listening? Are you listening? Did you get that? And
good.
I know that we can go back and listen to it on the internet as well, and it's absolutely been a blessing, definitely been a blessing. And I'll tell you what, I was one of those people that thought, well, everyone else will give, you know, they'll keep it going. You know, they always do. They're on the air now without me. And then when I heard you say, if you feel in your heart to give, give. If you don't, it's okay. You said, you know, it will be heartbreaking, but if this is what God wants for us to not be here, and He wants someone else to be here in this slot, then this is what we'll do. And that is what it overwhelmed me at that moment, and that's when I called in and I donated, because. And Larry, I realize that that must have been a very, very hard thing for you to do, to let some people go. But you also made a statement a few moments ago that said, you know, God is in the middle of this, and He will bless the people that you had to let go.
I believe that too.
It just it it just keeps working that way, and it amazes me all of the time. Years ago, I read Every Man's Battle. I was in a relationship that I needed to learn about those things, and someone had suggested the resource for my partner, and I read it, and it really gave me a lot of answers and gave me a little bit of strength to do the things that I needed to do. They have a wonderful husband who several months ago actually went to an Every Man's Battle workshop, and he's very quiet and reserved, and when he came back, he was, I guess, enlightened would be the word that I would say. He really had a different attitude. And
it's that renewing of the mind. That's what happens there.
Yeah.
I'm jealous, you know. I want to go have one of those.
Well, you can. We do a Women in the Battle workshop for the wives of guys who've been to Every Man's Battle, and we're going to do one the end of March. We don't have the exact date, but we'll have it soon, and you could sign up for that, and that would help you a lot.
I listening to the letter that you had read on about the lady that didn't trust her husband, and now she does everywhere he goes, and that's where I am. I trust my husband completely.
Good.
Matter, you know, where he goes, what he does, I trust him completely.
Well, thank you.
Thanks so much
for
calling,
sharing,
Jane.
And we got to go to a break here in just a second. But Larry, encourage our people to support this ministry if they can.
Well, you know, the lady said it really well in one of her letters. She said, how many other Christian radio programs actually help people live the Christian life? And, I'm going to read the first paragraph. I'll read the rest later. We're going to run out of time this break. But he says, I listen as often as possible. I've been a freeloader, using other people's contributions to fund my knowledge and pleasure. But I'm not anymore! Exclamation point. And if you have been, I don't want to accuse anybody of being a freeloader, but let your conscience tell you, if you've been listening and never giving, and God puts it on your heart that this might be a time and a place for you to make a gift, you can call us at 1-800-639-5433. Or you could go online to newlife.com. We need your support, and we just want to keep doing what God wants us to do. And it's clear to us now that what He wants us to do is to continue this ministry of life transformation. So give us a call, go online, and we will be forever grateful. So that's what I can say, Steve.
All right. 1-800-639-5433 to help us.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, everybody. Max Licato here. As a pastor, I've seen how important it is for people to come and get good Christian counsel. People make decisions that turn out to be the wrong decision. I heard Steve Arterburn say on New Life not too long ago that the same thinking that got you into your mess isn't going to get you out of it. If you find yourself in a spot and you don't know what the next right thing to do is, then won't you call the good people at New Life? They have a network of Christian counselors around the country that's more than 850 strong. Call today 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. And tell them you need to find someone to help you. They're likely to have a counselor in your area to help you with whatever you're struggling with. It will be good, godly counsel. Call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, you want to finish that letter?
Yeah, I would love to. I'm going to start from the beginning in case you missed this. She says, how many other Christian radio programs actually help people live the Christian life? I listen as often as possible, but I've been a freeloader, using other people's contributions to fund my knowledge and pleasure. But I'm not anymore. I gave for the first time yesterday, and it means I will have to scrimp on spending for the next couple of months. But God loves a cheerful giver, and I was just that. I'm still feeling cheerful about it today, especially after I heard Steve and crew tell Tanya to get out of a bad live-in situation. Do any other Christian radio programs do that? The Bible tells us to praise God in all situations, for that's the will of God concerning us. I'm praising God for this situation, and I'm excited to see what God will do. If it's not continuing this work, then what is He going to do? Stay tuned for the next exciting turn of events, and praise God. And that lifted my spirits, and I wanted
Amen.
To share it.
Amen. Well, if you can join, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go to the website, newlife.com, to support us. I want to take a couple more calls. Richard from Somerset, Kentucky. Hi, Richard.
Hey. How are you guys doing?
Great. We don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to get to your call.
I'm actually a blue-collar, born and raised, a small-town boy. Always went to church, raised my family in the church. My son told me and my wife at the time a year ago that he was a homosexual.
Hmm.
And I really struggled with my identity as a man
mm-hmm.
and my identity as a father.
Oh, I can imagine.
And I never heard your program before, but there was a woman that called that had a problem of the same nature. And it really, really helped me learn how to accept and love as a person without accepting his choices and his lifestyle.
Hmm.
And about 6 months later, my wife actually left me with my brother.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Mm.
You've been through it.
My
and,
goodness.
It really, you guys really helped me. And I had a dream one night. Well, I was asking God and praying for Him to help me. And He actually came to me one night. I was, in sort of a field. And Jesus came up to me. And He grabbed me. And He shook me. And He said, "You need to love, Richard." And He told me that I needed to love, and that was the answer. And love is the answer. And I just wanted to thank you guys for what you do.
Well, Richard, God bless you. That is, I am so sorry for what you've been through. And I just thank you for encouraging people to let us stay on the air for folks that are like you, who get in trouble. You need a word of encouragement. And that's what we're here for. And if you can help us stay here, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Or newlife.com. Let's go to Janet. She's our final caller. Janet from Hamilton, Georgia, XM Satellite Radio. Hey, Janet.
Hey, guys and ladies. How are you guys?
Great. We don't have hardly any time at all, but I wanted to get to your call real quick.
Well, I just want to say that my husband and I are on our marriage ministry team at church, and we use all of these resources with our couples.
Hmm.
We are Club New Life members. We did go on and make an additional donation
thank
today.
You.
I was so ecstatic to hear that you made the goal.
Yay,
but
thank you.
We definitely believe in the ministry. I just ordered Christmas gifts for our couples, women in the marriage and men in the marriage. And I just thank you so much for what you guys do for the kingdom of God and for marriages everywhere.
Mm.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You. Well, thank you, Janet. God bless you there, and really appreciate that. And As we close out the program today, Larry, what would you like to say? And then I want to close out here.
You know, one of the themes that comes up in the letters that I've read and the things that I see come across my desk, and I just heard it from Richard, is that people listen and they hear a situation that gives them insight into their situation, which is so much the same as what they're listening to. And
that's
it just is the power of radio of and the way God works. You know, we look for skywriting to tell us what to do, and instead he tells you to turn on the radio and listen to this program. And so thank you. I want to thank everybody. If I could do anything, I would try to explain to people your giving makes a difference, and it's in the lives of real hurting people. And we don't want to be on the air raising money forever. We just want to make our need known when we have it, and we hope we won't have to be back in November to do this again. But if at the end of November we're falling short, we probably will come back and let you know our situation.
Well, I'm really hoping and praying that this will be the
too.
Time where people step up and we can find an extra 1,000 new givers. One of the ways you can support us is you can join us on Facebook. You can like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. My account is at Steve Arterburn on the Twitter, and of course Steve Arterburn on Facebook. And then New Life or at New Life. Please go there and help us out. And also, I want to mention too, this weekend we're in Washington D.C. with Lose It for Life. And I tell you, we've had stories of people losing 100, 200 pounds, not just losing it, but keeping it off for years. And that's what we want to help you do. If you've been struggling with your weight and you'd kind of like to not struggle anymore, like we'd like to not struggle with finances, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and we'll tell you about Lose It for Life. It's not too late to sign up for this Thursday in Washington, D.C., Lose It for Life. It could be the beginning of the best year you ever had in 2012 because you came to that program. And when you come to our programs like that, it helps support this ministry in a great way. So pray about it and call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can join us at Lose It for Life. Now, let me just lay it out for you that we're sorry that we had to take a program when we could have been helping people to raise money. But you could, if it irritates you, you could eliminate that by helping us and by supporting us. No gift is too small. We have a Widow's Mite Club for the smallest gifts. We have Club New Life, which is only $30 a month. We had almost 200 new people sign up for that last month, and we need more so that we can sustain the ministry and not come back and ask you to help us. We did our $50,000 worth internally, including personal salary cuts, and we didn't cut anybody in the staff's salary, but we did it so we wouldn't have to do that. And then we took care of cutting some folks, trusting that God was working in their life as He was working in New Life's life, and then we've asked you to come alongside us and support us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I know this, that God says to trust Him. Bring the first fruits. And He says, you will be so blessed that it will appear as if the floodgates of heaven open up in blessing to you. Not necessarily financially, but many times, as I've found in my life, it has been a financial blessing when I put something on the altar and said, okay, God, I'm going to trust you. A lot of times we say we have faith, but until it comes to our situation, financial situation, we don't really use it. But here's the way. If you can help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, that's 1-800-639-5433, or go to the website newlife.com. Thank you for all who helped us make it through October, and thank you to those that will call today and help us in the future. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.